Welcome to the Inspired Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Wyrock. I'm a business owner and coach who is dedicated to my own growth mindset and helping others find theirs. This is the podcast where you will find the inspiration that will help you grow your business and reach your goals. If you're looking to scale your business while being inspired, encouraged, and empowered, this is the show for you. Let's dig right in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Inspired Biz. Today, I'm doing a little bonus episode of The Inspired Life with Amber, and I'm going to talk a little bit about me teaching my teenage daughter how to drive, which, by the way, not that she ever listens to my podcast, but if she did, she'd probably be mortified right now. But I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to share a little bit about my daughter as she is learning how to drive and what I'm actually learning from that process. So my daughter, she's 15 and she's had her permit for not quite a year and, you know, has done the whole thing where she practiced in the parking lot. She has practiced to and from short distances, but we are in the process of being really close to her being ready to get what they call her restricted license, which means she would be able to drive herself to and from school, to and from work, and to and from religious activities. So we are kind of in the crunch time of making sure that she's really ready for that. And so really, as much as possible, if I'm going somewhere, she drives me. It's kind of nice. I'm like getting chauffeured around, which is a nice departure from normal life because I'm normally the chauffeur. But it has meant that I have had a lot of windshield time with my daughter. And truthfully, teaching a teenager to drive is a lot. I think I do pretty good. There's been a couple moments when I've, you know, gotten a little anxious and maybe alarmingly raised my voice. I one time reached across and touched the steering wheel, and then I immediately apologized because I know that's a big no-no, guys. If you're teaching a teenager to drive, please don't touch the steering wheel, even if you feel like it's safer. It probably isn't, and it will probably end up being a bad deal. So don't touch the steering wheel. But for the most part, I feel like I've done pretty well. You know, obviously I'm trying to teach her, so everything is a teaching moment. But in the process of this, I feel like it's really been teaching me something, you know, and this is the former minister in me, that I'm always looking for this lesson. I'm always looking for this idea of like, what am I learning from this? And so I want to share three things that I am taking away as a mom, as a business owner, as a wife, as a human, and I'm hoping that maybe you will be inspired by it as well. So the first thing that I've really learned and that I've been reminded of during this process of teaching my teenager to drive is that everyone sucks when you first get started. Maybe there are people who are prodigies and they try something the first time and they literally are the best ever. But I am going to say that for 99.9% of the population, when we first get started on something, when we first try something, when we first say yes to something, we're really bad at it. And that could be something like driving. It could be something like a sport. It could be something like practicing patience, anything. We are not good at it. I'm not good at it. I suck at it. But here's the reality. If I suck at it and then I just stop, I continue to suck at it, right? I'm going to just stay in that place of being bad at something. And there are things, trust me, I'm not a super athletic person. I never was going to be the star athlete. It didn't matter how much I practiced. But if I practice at something, I can at least improve and get better by a little bit. If I don't, if I just say, well, I suck at that, I'm not going to do that anymore, I'm going to stay there. And it's the same whether it's for driving or it's something in your business, in your relationships. If we're talking about your marriage or your friendships, guys, at first when we try something, we are going to suck at it. We're going to feel like we're failing. We are going to feel like we are not quite hitting the mark. But it is only through those moments of feeling like we're failing, feeling like we have improvement, that we can move towards improvement. We can get better at it. So just like when my daughter first started in the parking lot and she could barely not hit a curb in an empty parking lot. And now she's driving us on the interstate to her sister's soccer game. You get better with practice. You just have to be willing to stay in it. So that's the first thing. We all suck when we first get started, but we have to keep practicing. We have to keep moving forward. The second thing that I've learned, or been reminded of really, because I knew this, but you're reminded when you're in the car with a teenager and you're on the road and your life is in their hands. Where your eyes go, that's where your car goes. Where you're looking, your car is going to naturally gravitate to that place. We've had a few close calls. We've been on the interstate, or we've been in a lane and she's looked at her mirror and you kind of feel the car start to drift. And again, I try not to yell or anything, but you know, it's like, okay, watch your lane, watch your lane. But that is so true in life. Where our eyes are, where our mindset is, where we are looking is where we're going to go. And I'm reminded of this because I'm going to be honest, it's easy for me to say I'm a realist, but I can very easily have a pessimistic perspective if I'm not careful. If I don't check it, if I don't monitor that, it's easy for me to have a sense of cynicism set in and a sense of pessimism set in. And the reality is that if I allow my mind to go there, that is where my life will follow. If I allow myself to be cynical about relationships and about people's intentions, my life is going to follow that path and I'm going to pull away from people and I'm going to struggle with making connections. If I allow myself to have a pessimistic view of the outlook on my business and the growth that it can experience and where I can take it, I am going to be less likely to take risk or chances or to even invest in my own growth as a business owner. So where our eyes go, where our mind goes, that is where we will follow. And I'm learning that or relearning that as I'm watching my daughter drive, but I'm also challenged within my own life. And I'm hoping that maybe that challenges you as well. Finally, I am learning that while autopilot can be really nice in life, we need to check in and really evaluate our skills. Let me explain what I mean by that. My daughter, as a brand new driver, has to think about every single thing she does as she's driving. She has to think about where the blinker is, and the other day when the rain started, where the windshield wipers are. She has to think about how she looks in her rearview mirrors and when she looks in her rearview mirrors. She has to think about what it means to merge. She has to think about what it means when she comes up on a stoplight or a stop sign. She has to think about every single thing. And I've thought about this because I watch her and I think to myself, man, it gets so much easier because eventually that will just become automatic. All of those things will just be autopilot and you'll do them automatically and you won't have to think about them. But then I'm challenged because there are areas of my life where I go on autopilot at times and I'm not checking in with myself. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing. I'm not actually giving intentional attention to the things that I am doing in my life. And so while sometimes autopilot's nice, it can be nice to just get things done, not really have to think about it. It's less mental load. It's less brain capacity that we're using up to do these things. And yet, I want to encourage you, if you find yourself doing that regularly, to check in and kind of evaluate, like, does this even make sense what I'm doing? Does the steps that I'm taking on a regular basis, are those the steps I should be taking? Should I be learning something new or a new way of approaching this area of my life? And I'm not talking about driving, guys, because I'm talking about in your life, in your business, in your relationships. Where are you on autopilot and where should you be evaluating and checking in to see if there's a new direction that you need to be taking or a new path that you need to be taking? So those are my three things that I'm learning. She's still a new driver, so I very likely could learn even more. But these are the three things that I'm learning. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to teach her, to be in that journey with her, so to speak. But I'm also grateful for the things that I'm being taught, that I'm learning along the way as a mom, as a human, as a business owner, as a wife. And I hope that maybe these were encouraging to you or caused you to think a little bit about these areas of your own life and how you might want to approach them a little bit differently. That's what I have for today. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will talk with you next time. You've just listened to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have found your business inspiration today, we want to know. Take a moment to leave a review and share this episode with someone you know looking for their own inspiration. We'd love to have you join our online community on Instagram and Facebook at Socially Inspired Management, or check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com to learn more about how we can support you to grow your biz. We'll see you next week.